With terrorist groups targeting Israel, believers find themselves in the crossfire. Godman finishes filming in India as tensions run high. And an elementary school class raises lunch money for kids in India. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Topping the news today, Israel has intensified her assault on Gaza while at the same time escalating military action in Lebanon. Open Door's Carl Muller says the Christian community there is facing a grim reality.
The extremism of the Hamas and Fatah factions that has polarized the internal relationships in Gaza have created a terrible vice in which the remaining Christians in the Gaza Strip have been caught.
Mueller says they're committed to supporting the remnant church in the region because
who else can speak to the warring factions, both internally among the Fatah and the Hamas in Gaza, and also between the extremist Muslims and the Israelis? The Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ, has planted his church there to be agents of peace. And without a Christian community, there's almost no one who can speak to both sides.
Next, last week's train bombings in India only made an uncertain situation worse. And since they worship so many gods, there's really no place to turn. Book of Hope International will be bringing certainty to India with The God Man, the 3D animated film of the life of Christ. Book of Hope's Joel Hayes.
We finished filming in India. We expect the film to be finished by the end of August. We'll be doing some presentations with our partners from September on.
A three-city premiere is planned for December. With terrorism and oppression pervasive there, Hayes says this film couldn't come at a better time.
India, with its multiple castes, with Dalits considered not even worthy of entering into a temple, the film itself will be able to present to them a message that they are important in God's eyes and that their value is through the blood of Jesus Christ.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Fourth grade students at a Christian school in Grand Rapids, Michigan recently raised $1,000 to partner with a Christian school in India. The class from Tri-Unity Christian Elementary were the first to collect pocket change for Worldwide Christian School's new Lunch Money Fund, which launched January 2006. The partnership helps children from North America bridge new friendships with third world children. It also supports WCS's work in providing a Christian worldview education. Elsewhere, Voice of the Martyrs Canada reports the murder of a young Christian woman in the Nigerian state of Niger. A Muslim mob in the town of Izam overwhelmed police and clubbed her to death for participating in street evangelism. According to reports, the mob gathered after the unidentified woman met with a group of Muslim youth outside of the Jamaat Mosque, distributed literature, and shared the gospel with them. Several arrests have been made, and the investigation continues. And a Christian medical ministry will be opening a hospital soon in the predominantly Muslim nation of Egypt. Cure International's executive director in Cairo, Derek Johnson, says they purchased land and have approval from the government to begin. The 60-bed facility will focus on the estimated 1 million children that are physically disabled.
We know that we probably will not be able to meet all those needs, but around 40 to 50% of those children we can help. And we expect to perform around 3,000 surgeries in our first year.
Cure doesn't hide the fact that it's a Christian organization, says Johnson. He believes that they'll be able to accomplish their ultimate purpose.
There are misconceptions about what it is to be a Christian, coming from the West especially. And our mission is to offer hope and compassion through our medical services. We want to be able to show the life of Christ through the work that we are doing here. And we have great hope for that.
Cure hopes to open the hospital in January 2008. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. M&N is celebrating our 15th anniversary. What better way to do that than by giving away a free short-term mission trip? It's Buckner Orphan Care's Shoes for Orphan Souls trip to the Leningrad region of Russia, September 28th through October 8th. Today's your last day to register to win at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.